Sneakers squeaking, balls dribbling up and down the court, and coaches yelling in the Scholars Academy gym. That could mean only one thing. Yep, basketball season is starting.
Basketball?
Yeah.
Oh my God, so you ready for that?
Right here.
You ready to get in shape?
Every year at the beginning of basketball season, I have to ask myself the same question. Am I ready? Am I ready for the long hours practicing in the gym? Am I mentally ready? And even more importantly, is my body ready nutritionally? Being in shape is so extremely important. I need to be able to run up and down the court as fast as I can and up my stamina if I want to help my team this season. Also, if I don't want to hear my coach yell, "Where's your legs at?"
Come on, what are we eating?
You're eating eba, an egusi soup. With ewedu. Ewedu is a vegetable. It's a kind of leaf they call jute leaf. Jute. J-U-T-E. It's a green vegetable. The brown one is akmo. We call it akmo in Nigeria, Africa. It's a kind of, it's a vegetable too. The other name for it is ogbono. They said it's very good for those people that have diabetes.
Oh, okay.
It helps lower
the blood sugar.
That was my mom, Olu Obidina. When coming to America from Nigeria, she went to school to study nutrition and become a registered dietitian and nutritionist. She now works for the New York City Department of Education Office of School Food, making sure that school food is healthy enough for students. She oftentimes brings work home with her, nagging us about what's healthy and what's not. But she really helps us remain healthy. In the off season, I've had such frequent visits to the corner store, eating out with my friends, and filling my body with so much junk food and little exercise. That's what really made me question whether I was ready or not. I need to change my eating habits now. Luckily, my mom is a nutritionist and can help me get back into shape.
Junk. You can't eat junk food. You know, we don't give you junk food anymore.
Yeah, I know.
We don't allow you to have junk food. Junk food, like sugars, food high. Food high in salt and sugar. We say food with no nutritive value. Non-nutritive value are considered junk food. We call them empty calories. They have calories, but the empty in the sense that they're not useful calories to the body.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
They're not useful calories, empty calories.
Yeah, I know, I'm not supposed to have junk food, but it's so readily available when I'm on my way to and from my long hours at school that I just have to stop by to get a quick snack here and there. Oftentimes, I leave school very late with only $3 in my pocket. What can $3 possibly buy other than a bag of chips in an Arizona? Also, in Far Rockaway, there aren't many places that I can get healthy food from anyways. So I have no choice but to spend it on the little snacks I have access to. I want to stop eating junk food and get back into shape, but the other part of me thinks, am I really ready to give up the sweet taste of cake and cookies? I mean, who wants to give that up? But I snap back into reality and realize that I need to change my diet, but I don't know how. And what do you do when you don't know what to do? Call mom.
But if we're talking about getting in shape, continuing to be in shape, then you have to make sure you eat healthy. You eat food high in nutritive value.
That being
lots of fruits, fresh fruits and vegetables. You eat whole wheat. I always buy you guys whole wheat bread. Whole wheat bread. And you drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
You make sure you eat fruits every day, at least three fruits a day. One in the morning, one in the afternoon, and one in the evening.
Eating these fruits would help give my body the needed natural sugars and the energy I need throughout the day, along with other vitamins that would help my body. Vitamins that eating cake and cookies won't give me. But just adding fruits to my diet isn't all that I have to do to ready my body. I have to eat vegetables also.
Vegetable is recommended at least twice a day with your lunch and dinner. You need about 3 to 4 servings a day. And that's not a lot at all. You could eat more.
Having this conversation with my mom really allowed me to make the necessary changes to my diet. Now when I'm out with my friends, I try to avoid all the unhealthy snacks that others would buy. I would just wait it out until I get home where I can eat an apple or have some salad instead, or take a snack with me out before I leave the house. Not only have my eating habits changed, but my basketball game has changed too. I've noticed that my body doesn't get tired as easily as before, and my legs and body feel great. I can finally make it up and down the court without huffing and puffing. I realize that it's not just about getting active, but it's about giving your body what it needs to stay healthy. Once you know what to eat, start eating. This is Michael Obudino for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.